Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your GCT return for November 2016 is due on December 30, 2016. Persons who make online GCT payments must ensure that a return is also submitted, whether in-line or online. You're also being reminded that payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. Persons paying by check may also use the electronic drop boxes located in the main tax offices. Remember, don't spend it all. Leave a little in the kitty to pay your taxes. Avoid the penalties. File and pay today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we continue our look at clearing a barrel. Christmas time speaks to tradition, and one tradition for many Jamaican families is the sending and receiving of barrels to and from relatives overseas. For those who are not so familiar with the process, clearing a barrel can be a hassle. Customs manager in the operations department at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Alicia Christian Scott, says you should bear in mind that there are customs charges for clearing your barrel.
When they go to the shipping agent to collect their documents and pay the relevant fees to the warehouse personnel, when they come to customs and we apply the relevant charges after examining their shipment, there are lots of persons who will tell us that they have already paid, not realizing that when you interface with customs, you are required to pay a processing fee and any relevant duties that will be applicable to the item.
You should also bear in mind that although there is a minimum cost of $6,500 to clear your barrel at Jamaica Customs, the fee may increase depending on the contents of your shipment.
Yes, you are entitled to this concession and you have $6,500 minimum, but depending on the quantity of the item, it varies from person to person. Depending on the quantity of items, the type of items that you have in the barrel, it may be more than $6,500. Plus, if you have the C-27, the unaccompanied baggage declaration form, and you have an allowance on it, the processing fee for the C-27 is $1,500 Jamaican, and should you be required to pay additional duties because the allowance that you have left is not enough to cover what you have imported, then it would start again, depending on what is left over, what is a barrel, $6,500 going up for personal shipments.
Customs manager in the operations department at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Alicia Christian Scott. Bear in mind that there are some prohibited or restricted items that should not be in your barrel. Prohibited items are those completely forbidden from entering Jamaica, such as narcotics, indecent and obscene prints, paintings, photographs, and cinematographic films, among others. Restricted items are those that require a special permit to enter the country, such as meat and plant material. For more information on clearing a barrel, prohibited items, fees, and charges, log on to jacustoms.gov.jm. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time for more. Get the Facts.
NHD Schemes. Do you have a business whose main purpose is to support community development? Then enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge for a chance to win a part of over $10 million in prizes and business development support. Transform your social venture. Transform your community. Enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge. For details, visit nhd.gov.jm or any NHD office. Registration closes January 20, 2017.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the Ananda Alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.